Justin Fook back with you, joined by Coach Marco Hunter. We're talking Holton boys basketball. Wildcats' latest couple games at St. Mary's and home against Hiawatha. And unfortunately, both games end up on the wrong side of things. But if we were going to find a positive or pick out a positive to kind of start the conversation with today, Coach, it would probably definitely be Corbin Fox. He had 25 against St. Mary's and 14 against Hiawatha. And I know, you know, at times it's been tough because maybe the wins and losses or the season hasn't gone as well as some would have hoped. But Corbin continues to just play hard, and he's taken charges in those last two games again as well, more than double, I think, any other player in the Big East in terms of charges taken this year. But certainly a positive to see him, one of your seniors, continuing to kind of compete and be a leader by example.
Yeah, that's exactly the way we talk with Corbin and with the rest of the team. Is he is a leader. He's a silent leader, but he plays so hard. He leaves it on the floor. He does all the little things we talk about in practice and takes it and applies it to the floor on game night. And, you know, that's the part that we're trying to teach our young kids. But, you know, I reiterate that all season. I said, you see how hard Corbin plays. His demeanor doesn't change. Sure, he gets frustrated, but he doesn't stop competing. And there's no coincidence why he sacrifices his body, and he leads the league in charges. And then Danny Cam is number two in charges right behind him, you know, and that's a beautiful stat that I brag about, because charges are, you know, you're sacrificing your body, and they're not very big, and they get hit pretty hard. But he's been consistent all year. You know, he's had his slumps where he's not been shooting so well. You know, last week we had three games in 4 days, and he makes 15 threes in those three games, and it just continued on last night against Hiawatha. You know, he's a kid you wish you could have for multiple years. You know, I've gotten fortunate to have him for two. I wish I had him for four, but I know he's going to continue to work hard and continue to lead by example and just leave it all on the floor for us the next four games.
I don't know if we really need to break down the games, but maybe one of the commonalities was just, you know, kind of, again, having that slow quarter or stretch. And I think in both these games, it was kind of the second quarter. There was a 14-0 St. Mary's run in the second quarter and a 17-4 second quarter against Hiawatha. So seems like it's kind of the big thing of just, you know, still having kind of those inconsistencies hit and kind of put the game away.
Yeah, it's almost like a kind of a double negative. We come out, we start out well the second quarter, and we may be down, you know, 4, 6 points, 10 points, whatever it is, and then we just all of a sudden we just get so stagnant, and we've been battling that back and forth, and in the last few games we've kind of stopped and just watched Corbin play, and that's something that we've been talked about too. Is like Corbin shouldn't shoot the ball 30 times a game. You know, if he's shooting 15, 20 shots a game, that's a lot of shots. But at the same time, if, you know, if he's in rhythm with each other and we're finding, that's great. But sometimes we stop and we just wait and see what Corbin's going to do. And, you know, that's not a recipe for continuity on offense at all. And you can see the difference between our non-continuity last night versus, you know, Hiawatha's, where everybody's sharing the ball. They're not worried about who's scoring. And that's what makes a complete basketball team. And, you know, us being a younger side, we've made progress all season long. But, you know, we ran into our own buzzsaw last night, and then, you know, it didn't help us down the stretch either.
Kind of crazy. Just four games left here in the regular season. Your only game that'll count for the league standings will be the one upcoming this Friday at Jeff West. But you got right. Osage rematches with Sabetha and Royal Valley as well. What's kind of the mindset? What are you telling the guys? Because I know, again, things have been a little bit tough, but what's kind of the things you'll talk about in practice the next couple days with the teams and the thing that you're trying to focus on as you approach the last 2 weeks here of the season?
Well, you know, last night, you know, as frustrating as the coaching staff was, as the players were, you know, we talked about, you know, we have to get ready for Jeff West. We're going to have a different game plan because it's a different team. We'll play them a little bit different style and see what we can do and adjust to it. And same thing with next week with Osage City and Sabetha. You know, they're tough games. Every game you play is winnable. You know, I don't care what anybody says. Every game you play is winnable. That's how you approach the game. And our team approach has been off, up and down all season long, and you know, partly that's on me, but a lot of that has to do with the kids. You know, they're coached right, they're prepared right, but a lot of it is their collective mental approach to the game. And it's not easy when you're in a slump and you've only won two games. It's hard to really approach the game. Oh man, we got to play this team again. We got to do this again. But it comes down to the little things we've talked about all season. It's been the biggest difference in some of our close losses and even some of our bad losses. It's just the little things that we've been very inconsistent with. But we're going to keep battling and keep going. And, you know, and I told him last night, I said, anything is possible, fellas. If you don't want to play Hiawatha the first round of Substay, I said, we have to win out. I said, is it possible? Sure. Is it impossible? No. I said, but we have to do all the little things right, and we have to play hard. I said, everyone in here needs to play as hard as Corbin does, no matter how many minutes you play.
No doubt. Well, we'll see you Friday at Jeff West, home game against Osage City next week. Thanks for your time, Coach, and best of luck.
You bet. Thank you.
Coach Hunter of the Wildcats and the Holton Weekly Locker Room Chat, sponsored by the Farmer State Bank in Holton, by Medical Pharmacy, and by Community Healthcare System.